Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonable business be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father and Lord God, thanks for this time of worship and the time together this morning. And Lord, we just pray that you'd speak to us now in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be together this morning. This is the second week of a short little series that I wanted to do after Easter. And I could literally call it after Easter, but instead I called it after the resurrection. And the thing that I've been focusing on is, how does the resurrection change everything for us? And I think it's important for us to think about that. The scripture that I just read is this scripture by the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul is writing this scripture from prison when he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. And it's interesting that he could actually write these words from the context from which he was writing them. Because he didn't say, rejoice in the Lord sometimes when everything is going well and the cars are running and nothing's breaking down and you have enough money in the bank account and the kids are perfect and everything in life is just kind of where we want it to be. No, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Find joy in the Lord. So he's not saying, is it find joy in the circumstances of life that are less than desirable, but he's saying find joy in the Lord in the midst of those circumstances. And I'd want to ask the question is, how is that even possible? How is that even possible given just the things that life throws at us? Because I would say, and here's the problem that I have, is I find it hard to rejoice in the Lord when things are less than desirable or when I'm stressed or when I'm tired or other things like that. In fact is when things aren't going as well as I want them to, what usually happens is I get discouraged, I get stressed out, I start to say things that I shouldn't say.